CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pixels migrated from Polygon back in October, and since then they've gone from around 5,000 DAU to 840,000 DAU. So this game is going absolutely parabolic. We believe it's actually reviving the Web3 gaming bull market. They are shipping every single day, and we're really proud of them. And yeah, we're proud to have them on the Runny Chain.
Is gaming the fastest growing sector in crypto? This next guest says it is. The Ronin blockchain rose to popularity with its flagship game, Axie Infinity. And since then, it's had its ups and downs. More than a year after the Ronin network hack, which saw the chain exploited for a record-shattering $625 million, Ronin is experiencing more ups than downs and has expanded to new blockchain-based video games. The chain's user base ballooned to over 700% earlier this year on the back of a lo-fi farming game. Now, will this type of transaction volume continue? Jeff Zierlin, co-founder and chief growth officer at Sky Mavis, the developers of Ronin, joins us now. Jeffrey Jiho Zierlin, welcome to First Mover.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Of course. Well, we invited you here because Ronin's user base is going crazy at the beginning of this year. I believe it was up over 700% last month. Talk to me about what's going on. What's driving all that excitement to the chain?
So Ronin's growth is going parabolic and exponential. Ronin is now the second most used blockchain in the world. We're at just around 1.3 million daily active users and just around 3 million monthly active addresses. So growth is going parabolic. We're surpassing actually usage of the chain that we saw back in 2021 during Axie's parabolic growth period. So it's really exciting.
What's driving all of this activity? I know there's been a lot of talk about Pixels on Ronin. Is Pixels driving that, or is it a combination of multiple different factors?
A lot of this is definitely coming from Pixels, right? Pixels is like Stardew Valley on the blockchain, very experimental and lean team. Pixels migrated from Polygon back in October, and since then they've gone from around 5,000 DAU to 840,000 DAU. So this game is going absolutely parabolic. We believe it's actually reviving the Web3 gaming bull market. And they're doing well. They're shipping. They're shipping every single day. And we're really proud of them. And yeah, we're proud to have them on the Ronin chain.
Have you played Pixels?
I actually have played Pixels. I participated in the Play to Airdrop campaign. I actually was on the leaderboard. So like a founder that isn't playing a Web3 game, it's kind of like a trainer that's out of shape, right? Like you have to be using the products on a daily basis.
All right. Tell me a little bit about the gameplay. What are people so excited about?
So Pixels actually has a very nostalgic vibe, right? The art is kind of pixelated and simple.
As the name insinuates.
Yeah. So it's a pixelated farming simulation RPG. So it's kind of similar to things like Harvest Moon or Stardew Valley, things that remind you of your childhood. The gameplay mechanics are quite simple, right? You spend a lot of time harvesting, planting resources, harvesting crops, turning them in for rewards. But there is actually a very complex and intricate player-driven economy here where you're doing a lot of trading of resources with both the players in the game. You're building up your own land using resources. So It's a pretty simple gameplay loop, but it's actually, it has this more complex economy on the back end. They're also working on, right, like some pretty exciting new updates, like Chapter 2, which will have like dungeons.
It's going to have dungeons. It's going to be really exciting. Okay, talk to me about, I mean, you mentioned Axie, and Axie really took off during the last bull run in 2021 with players in the area, in areas like the Philippines, who were playing, who were earning money. They were making more money than they could working minimum wage jobs in the areas that they were in. That kind of, I guess you could say, like, fizzled out a little bit during the bear. And now we have, again, another bull market. We have Pixels, exciting Web3 gamers again. Are the gamers based in the same areas that the Axie gamers were? Or is this a different region? Is it a different gameplay, a different business model? Like, what are the similarities and differences here?
There's definitely an overlap in the user base. And so many of the Pixels players are reactivated Axie players that, you know, maybe churned or went on with their lives for a little bit during the last cycle, right? This is crypto, right? A majority of people in this space will come and hang out during the bull market. And then, right, during the bear market, you know, they'll let the builders and the true missionaries stay, and then they'll come back. That's actually perfectly acceptable and normal behavior, right? We have to take it for what it is and welcome them back with open arms, right? So a lot of these people are gamers that played Axie Infinity in the past. They're now back. They're in places like the Philippines, Indonesia, Vietnam, Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela. But there's also a fair amount of players from developed markets or places like the States, places like Europe. So it is a pretty diverse user base, but we are seeing many of the play-to-earn gamers.
That's pretty exciting. I mean, after the 2021 boom of play to earn, I spoke to a bunch of people in Web3 gaming as these different business models started popping up, and some were saying, you know, questioning, I guess, if play to earn was a sustainable business model. How would you respond to that as someone who's developed in this space, who've seen the highs and lows of the play to earn model?
Everything in crypto is cyclical, right? Like, even Bitcoin mining is sometimes unprofitable, especially in bear markets. And so I see play to earn as actually following the same cyclical dynamic as the rest of the crypto market. And I think it's unfair for play to earn to have to be held to a higher level of scrutiny than things like meme coin speculation and Bitcoin mining, which are also, right, very speculatively driven and cyclical.
I guess that's a good way to put it. There are different aspects to all the different things that are happening in this industry, and things are so new. So often we just have to wait and see how they pan out. Talk to me a little bit about the future for Sky Mavis and Ronin. We're sitting in Q2 now. What are you looking forward to the rest of the year?
Onboarding more games, right? Continuing to amplify the growth of the IPs that we have, right? Pixels is doing well. Axie still has 180,000 monthly active users. Kydro is an amazing IP that we just onboarded onto the Ronin chain. They just had a paid mint that sold out, and they were able to raise $2 million. We have games like Wild Forest, which is like a mobile RTS that has a play to airdrop campaign going on. We have Apeiron, which is at around 70,000 DAU right now. That's a MOBA TCG type of game, right? So these are all things that you can look up if you're interested. But there are tons of games on the Ronin network that are shipping, so continuing to support them. While also, right, the games that want to come onto Ronin after the exponential growth of Pixels, right? The bar is kind of raised up quite a bit, right? And the quality of the inbound that we're getting is really high. So processing these, making sure that they're introduced to the community in the right way.
Now, I have to ask you this. I know that you were hacked recently, and I'm always interested to talk to people who are leaders in this space who know so much more than people who are newbies and who are just getting in, and then they still manage to get hacked. And the reason why I'm interested to talk to folks like you is because I think that you have a valuable lesson to share with people who are just new to the space and learning how to operate with the different with the different products. So two of your addresses were compromised. What happened?
Yeah, that was obviously a really tough time for me. But yeah, you know, I would say that in crypto, you have ups and downs. You get pretty good, I think, over the years at dealing with that kind of stuff. So I think you just have to bounce back. And yeah, basically, I think like for security reasons, I don't really want to comment on the nature of what happened. But I'm fine. I'm recovered. And yeah, it's obviously right, like a reminder that, you know, we have to be super vigilant in this space.
Well, it's good to hear that you are recovered and moving on from that. Let's get back to gaming then. What do you think it's going to take for Web3 gaming to really take off? It's still, I don't want to call it a niche because there are big numbers of people who are playing in certain areas of the world, like you just told me, and there are developers developing really cool games. It takes a long time to bring a game to market. But what do you think it's going to take to make this really pop off in the mainstream?
Well, we are mainstream in certain parts of the world, right? How do we just mirror that and bring that to even more markets, right? So I think it will involve a lot of experimentation, building things that are totally novel. You know, innovation typically comes from combining two things that are relatively new from different industries or different parts of the space and combining them, right? Axie, what was Axie? Axie was the combination of Uniswap, right? Pokemon, Tamagotchi, and Bitcoin mining, right? That's kind of how you think about it, right? So what are the new novel combinations of things that will create something that can appeal to a broader audience, right? I think it will just take a lot of experimentation, to be honest, right? Like the space has grown much faster than we anticipated 6 years ago when we set forth on this mission. So I think a lot of people are maybe impatient, right? But for us, it feels like just yesterday when we were, you know, just 200 people hanging out in the Discord and nobody cared.
You know, I recently spoke to a musician and I asked all musicians who are playing in Web3 if they think there is a place or even acceptance by, you know, record labels to experiment with this type of tech. And so similarly, from your perspective, do you think we're going to see big game studios really start to embrace Web3 tech, or is there still this tension there between, you know, the smaller, gritty Web3 teams who are really trying to change the future of gaming and the game studios who've built us up to where we are now?
So when we think about mainstream adoption, right, I'm glad you asked this question, because I think one of the theses that we have is that there will be larger IP holders and owners that have millions of fans, but are looking for like a new way to increase fan engagement, potentially introduce their IP to a new audience. So that's one of the things that I would look out for, both in general in Web3, also maybe perhaps on the Rona Network, are basically kind of legacy IP holders that already have millions of gamers, millions of fans that are looking for a new audience, maybe in Asia, right? I think like in the West, these IP holders are a little bit more conservative for some reason and more, dare I say, woke. But in Asia, they are, I think, a little bit more experimental to embracing these Web3 mechanics. And so that's one of the things that I would maybe predict or tell people to have their eye on, is like Asian IP holders that are entering the space by partnering with people who know what they're doing in Web3 gaming.
Are there any Asian IP holders that we should be watching right now?
Well, I would, you know, just keep an eye on what we're doing on the Ronin Network. Follow Ronin_network on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. And yeah, let's see what happens.
All right, Jiho, we are going to wrap it there. Thank you very much for joining the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.